Welcome to That's How It Goes, the podcast where the structure takes a backseat. We follow the vibe with organic conversations with Walid and Burak, yeah. And this is me, Deniz. I want to tell you about myself a little. This is Deniz. I am the CEO and the founder of My Little Mansion brand. We build kids' playhouses, luxury in wooden, which is very durable for long years. And that's my passion besides podcasting for now. And I want to pass to Burak.
Hi, everyone. My name is Burak. It's been almost like 6.5 years I'm here in Dubai. Actually, before coming here, I had no job because we moved here with my wife's work, actually. But I built up something here, and now I'm importing organic fresh fruit and eggs from Turkey and from Italy to Dubai. I have two kids, two lovely daughters. Just before we were talking about how difficult it is.
Yeah, and I have three.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, having the kids stuff bring you the idea of build up this business and everything. So kids are important, guys. So that's me. And here is our friend
Very
Walid.
Lucky Walid comes now.
Yes, I'm Walid. I'm from Lebanon. I've been in Dubai for the past 3.5 years. I work in the fitness industry. I have a civil engineering background with management, a master's in management, but I was lucky enough to follow my passion into sports. Yeah. You guys have kids. I don't have kids, but I train kids. So it's still not that easy, you know? So hopefully one day I will have my own bunch. Mm. But for now, I'll learn from you guys and see how difficult and nice it is at the same time.
Of course. Anyway, it's the best thing of the world.
I'm sure I gave my parents a very hard time, but they like the fact that I'm their son.
Yeah, the karma will find you.
We'll see.
Well, I want to ask you, you said you have civil engineer background. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing this for the first time. Then how did you pass to
now? Coming from Lebanon, as a Lebanese guy, I finished...
So you studied civil engineering?
Yes. Yeah, how long have you been here in Dubai now?
3.5 years almost.
3.5 years.
Yeah, it's fun.
So we are older than you.
Yes. Everyone says you're still fresh here, so wait on it, all of that. It's not an easy country. You know?
Yeah.
It's hard. You're finding yourself. You changed. How it started, I was I studied it because I liked it.
Okay.
I was good at math and physics at school, and I'm born in a typical Arab family where doctor, engineer, lawyer, we actually did that at home.
Okay.
But my brother is the only person that's actually working in law, so he studied lawyer. My sister branched out to business and human resources. I went into engineering, but then I traveled to England for my master's.
Okay.
And this is where they changed the way I think of things, because I was systemized into, you go engineer, you do this, you do that. England fed the entrepreneur in me. I realized I cannot be in an office behind a laptop the whole day. Mm. It's very hard for me. Plus, Lebanon was a blessing and a curse. A curse in a way that I couldn't find a job when I came back.
Okay.
I was overqualified. Yeah. The salaries were low. No jobs. Engineering at that time, even in the Gulf region, dropped. So I was like, I love fitness. And I need to do something to keep my CV open. I don't want it to have like any gaps in it.
Yeah.
So I started off, a friend of mine had a gym, the gym I used to train at, Fadi, shout out to Fadi Atiyeh. Honestly, he gave me the opportunity. I started training people, started being good at it. And then I went into sports. I started coaching sports and stuff. And then I had a few opportunities to train kids. And when I moved here to Dubai with Champs Sports Club, I started off with a bit of the kids and the performance. And now, but now I'm more into general population. So now it's the mom, dad, and their children.
Oh, okay.
So I trained a family.
A family.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is why I was very interested in your project, because I have a civil engineering background.
Yes.
And I'm around the kids.
Okay.
And this is when we came with the idea that
let's
add a gym to the actual house.
Yeah.
And we can take
it
from
makes sense then.
100%.
Yes, but before I remember, you were very professional in youth wellness.
Yes.
And now it's it's almost like family wellness, right?
Yes.
Yeah, which is unique, I think.
Yes. You know, sometimes you get the opportunity, you grasp it. But it's amazing because like now I have clients where I literally train the mom, the dad, and the children. So yes, the bond becomes different and they become your family as well.
So I believe it's very important to do it as a family because, for example, in my house, if my husband is on a diet, then it's easier for me not to eat.
100%.
But if he's not, then I eat also, you know?
Yeah. It's it's always like that. Like, for example, I like to, by the way, I mean, you are doing something that you are passionate with it and everything. So that's perfect. And you should feeling, you should be feeling like privileged.
100%.
About that, about the diet situation, you know, I love going to gym and sports and everything. Okay. And I'm just trying to take care of myself on also what I eat. But I mean, thanks to my wife, I'm just having a like a quality nutrition stuff, you know. Otherwise, I should become a monster, you know, because I love junk food. And I can eat it every day.
Everybody likes French fries.
You know, like going to pubs, like having hot dogs, like full mayo burgers and everything. I love that style. But right now, in the morning, I'm having my celery juices, you know.
Okay, okay. Full on wellness mode.
Like boiled eggs only. So I'm just trying to pay attention on it. But my secret love to junk food is always there. So when I have the opportunity.
You don't miss it.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah, because like, you know, with the junk food now and stuff, especially nowadays, last five, after COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone is stressed out and stress causes a lot of inflammation. Mm. And most of the inflammation we have in our bodies is because of the junk food.
Yeah.
So now it's not about just eliminating junk food because of the calories.
You're
eliminating junk food because of the effects it has inside your body.
Inflammation, I hear you, because like at the end of the day, when I was younger, I was playing basketball and everything. And once again, I mean, gym is part of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I love sport. So more you are involved in it, then you start to also know your own body. So it's somehow your body tells you that there is something wrong.
100%.
I mean, inflammation or maybe some other injuries or whatever. But once you know your body, it tells you.
Yeah, and the inflammation is the almost main problem most of sickness and, right?
100%. Because like now a lot of people, like if you go to, now there's a lot of holistic things going on and they focus a lot on the gut. So you will heal a lot of gut cleansing. Mm. This and this. Just if you limit your junk food, especially the fried food and sodium, not the salt, the sodium that they put
totally
the ammonium
and
stuff to make it taste amazing.
Yeah.
There's a reason the fries from these places taste way better than the fries at home.
You just want more.
100%. Yeah. Because they put stuff that's not just salt. It's not just salt and chips, you know?
Yeah.
And like just sometimes I see the kids after their training, like they're having French fries and stuff. It's not wrong because it's not wrong to have them, but not after training or during competition and stuff, because especially when it comes to sports, performance is very important. Junk food limits your performance. So it's not now just about the calories and stuff and all that stuff. So in general, we just try to tell people, like I'm a personal trainer. I don't have a six pack, but I'm a very healthy when it comes to eating. I just didn't used to count calories because I used to play a sport that required me to be as big, but as long as I'm performing, no one minds. The bigger, the better. So big, fast, and strong. But then when I stopped it, I realized, okay, I need to shed weight. But at the same time, why not try these new things? And now, like you see, a lot of diets surfacing out. Every 2-3 years, one diet comes out. Now, the carnivore diet is winning.
Which one?
Carnivore. So it's just meat, chicken, fish.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
it's also
a
lot of protein in it, you know?
Yes.
100%.
That's what I do.
Stuff. But anyway, I have to tell you, Walid, that now you make me feel a bit guilty because at the end of the day, I'm aware all of this you are telling me now, but I still love it. But at the end of the day, I do it like once in every 10 days.
100%.
Otherwise, for the rest, I can say that I'm eating pretty healthy also. Like
you guys as a family live
because
very
also
healthy.
also my wife loves a lot,
she
swims every day, she goes to yoga, to the gym and everything, you know, so we try our best. So about being healthy, like about talking to my wife, like she was where we live, there was a like kind of a little competition, you know, at the gym. And the trainers over there were asking to people if they want to join it to stay
plank
right? And then at the end of the day, you just get like 3 free entrances for your friends to the facility, you know, where we live. So my wife, she knows.
She won it.
You know, she's a monster, you know. And she was staying like that, and it's been like, more than 9 minutes.
Oh,
I'm not
wow.
joking. Huh? I'm not joking.
Wow.
And the trainer was like,
okay, no, enough.
Listen, this is a simple building. You can stop now because for me, you already won it, you know? Yeah. So that's why I'm talking about. So that's why whatever she gives me to eat, I'm okay with
it. I will follow.
Yeah.
No, because the thing is like now, you don't have to restrict, you know, you just have to monitor what you're eating. So let's say you're having eggs in the morning. So let's say the boiled eggs are the best style of eggs to have because you don't have the additives and. Mm. But it's fine if you do a bit of eggs with butter because it tastes better. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have a competition, some people want things to happen in a month.
Mm.
Yeah.
I tell them, some of my clients, guys, it can take 3, 6 or 9 as long as it happens.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on paper now, it's a long time. Okay, 9 months. Yeah. Oof, it's a long time. But if you think about it.
Yeah, well, it depends from your body, from your dedication is everything.
100%. But yesterday I was in a talk with my mom. I told her we're in June 2025. Like New Year's was yesterday.
Yeah.
So imagine when you say, oh, 6 months is a long time
no,
to do a transformation.
Time flies. Yeah.
It's time.
I mean,
yes.
So if you started
transformations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now if anyone started in New Year's, they're almost done with their transfer, if you think
about it. Yes, which I couldn't do. I have an allergy, you
but
know?
You
gluten
have to be
allergy.
You have to be dedicated.
Yes.
And you have to respect the rules. If you do these 3 things, there is no way you cannot make it.
100%.
So when I eat gluten, for example, since yesterday, for 2 days, I have been waking up with small red dots, you know, like allergy. If I don't eat bread or pasta or rice, I am good. But if I, it started after my 3rd delivery, baby. Before I didn't
it. So the thing is like, it's whatever the gluten that you're having, it's triggering an inflammation.
Yes,
that's,
definitely.
Yeah.
That's doing that. So there's a source. So it might be the gut. You know, it might be maybe the thyroid, maybe something.
Yeah,
so
we did some, there's a test, you know, they are doing it in Norwegian, I think, GMAP test, I believe. Yeah, we did that, but the results were like gluten sensitivity, lactose, most people have, I think, lactose sensitivity.
And they are not even aware of it.
Yes.
Because, you know, it came out, I mean, it came out, it's been a bit trendy in last, let's say, 10 years, you know, lactose intolerance.
Yeah.
Because before of it, I mean, when we were kids.
You know why? Because when we were kids,
no one was aware about the lactose intolerance.
1 and 2, milk was whole milk the whole time.
Yeah.
Now
it's skim milk and low-fat milk. Yes. Every time milk is processed, it becomes worse for your body.
But even if you drink whole milk, it's still, but
it means that
with time, we became weaker because we're putting so much chemicals in our bodies. So like if people now, we're not going
to
talk about the process.
But you know, at some point, the doctor started to say that, for example, you shouldn't drink milk after 4 years old. And you shouldn't give milk to your kids after 4 years old because it's not your
you
human
don't
nature,
need it,
you
actually.
Know. And you have not, I mean, dotated with the needful organism to digest it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this, you know that it's something very discussed between the doctors. There's a conflict 100%. Also. And what do you think about it?
It's, you know, like if you will go into any type of body transformation, once you want to cut, especially with bodybuilders, and like cutting phase and stuff, they will stop everything daily.
Yeah.
They will stop it at all, everything.
No, I'm saying just for a normal person.
But you know, there's a reason behind it. I haven't fully researched it, but I think it's also related to the inflammation and all of that stuff. And just like the, whatever reactions we're doing. But again, we are so closer every year to get eating more processed food because I realized the less time you have, the less free time to have. All of us are working and we're entrepreneurs and you have goals and ambitions. And so the less time you have, the more processed food you're eating. Even if you think it's healthy, most of the healthy food we're eating is still processed. So we're not taking stuff from the ground and having that. And this is why now like the carnivore diet is now going everywhere because you're having the meat, the chicken. But still now, if you even think about it,
It's crazy now, you know?
Yeah.
Because they tell you the meat is processed. They'll tell you, 100%. They tell you the chicken is not good. So what will I eat?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know,
everything is
I do organic business. So I just told that I'm importing, like I'm bringing to Dubai, like organic fruit and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know how it works a bit, you know, at the end of the day, all this processed food stuff and like, let's say chickens and everything, it's about the pesticides that you put on the food, you know, and
but how will we know that?
In short and sweet, it's all for just money, you know, because you do more medicine to the fruits or to the vegetables and you get more stuff and you sell 100%. More, you earn more and everything. To how to understand, there are like entities, okay, that they are licensed from the governments, let's say, and their job is to process the registered farmers or the producers if they grow all the stuff through the regulations put by the governments and everything. So it's a long process. I mean, you cannot say, okay, I decide to grow organic tomatoes and in 3 months, the first tomatoes that you harvest are organics. No, it takes like kind of 2.5 years, 3 years to get the full license, you know, because you start with it, okay? You just go to these entities, okay, the licensed, and you say, this is my name, okay? This is my field. So register me and start to follow me and a kind of audit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they come twice or three times or four times, whatever, to your field. They check how you do. They take samples. They go, okay? They examine it and everything. So at the end of first year, if everything is fine, you get like a kind of a certificate that it shows that your product will be ready to consider it fully organic in a year, but it's still in the passage, still in the transformation. But you can mention it on the label because at the end of the day, you are approved and you get approval that you are not using any pesticide for that. Okay?
Your process is organic.
Yes, but still not fully organic because the process is not finished yet. But on the label, you can mention that product is on the passage, you know? Then once you get all the controls and approvals, your stuff is organic, okay? It depends because, you know, US organic is a bit different. EU organic regulation is different. Turkish one is a bit different, but at the end of the day, a bit almost same, you know? So
can I ask a question?
Of course.
So what I understand, you tell us that if the food mentions that it's organic and it has a label or certificate or whatever it is.
Yeah, 95% you can believe it.
Okay.
And I think he just answered everyone's questions. Why is organic food more expensive than the normal stuff?
Because, you know, you pay for the certificate. 100%. You pay for all this auditing process. You pay more because at the end of the day, you are growing without any pesticides. Mm-hmm. So you spend more money.
You lose some of them, right?
You spend more time and everything. So
and there's even more risk of the stuff not being fully... Because, you know, you have to send stuff to the market that's full.
Yeah.
You can't have this dent and stuff.
Like, let's say, for example...
Not flawless. Huh?
When, sometimes when you see... Because imagine yourself, okay, you go to a supermarket, okay... all the like shelves are like under a bright light, you know, all the products are like
shiny.
In a perfect order and they are shiny and everything. So it looks like a perfect picture, you know what
and
I mean?
They sprinkle a bit of water on them
but
every now and
then.
That
doesn't mean that it's totally healthy, you know, because if, for example, the stuff is organic, it might have some, let's say, sun marks on it, okay? But many people can consider it a mark
like
made by a worm, you know?
Yeah.
Or kind of stuff.
Okay.
So basically, if you are not really involved and you did not make a research about it, you can consider all these little signs that... really shows you that
organic
that fruit might be organic. You can take it in a totally different way and you can consider it it's rotten, it's not quality because it's not shining after a bright light in a supermarket shelf, you know. So in short and sweet, if it's labeled as organic from EU and from like US entities or whatever
Which
country it comes from, then again, 95% you can trust it because
that's
not
nice.
Like all the other stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
It's
to
controlled
know.
At the end.
But
of
like
the day.
In your experience, so you said fruit and vegetable, or only fruit you import?
Fruit and vegetables and eggs.
So like, let's say fruits and vegetables. Where do you see the most demand is for imported organic? Like usually.
You know,
like I'd say top three fruit and vegetable like consumed in the UAE.
I would say definitely eggs because I mean the eggs you use it in everything, 100%. You know? even to the restaurants because in everything you eat there are eggs. So eggs are a thing, but I would say like tomatoes.
Okay.
Because there are also like. Different varieties like plum tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, like normal tomatoes, like also tomatoes are well demanded. I would say like also like strawberries maybe, apples. I mean usual stuff, but me personally, I do kiwis more than I would expect from the beginning, for example, let's say, you know, because I was considering, let's say, kiwis very specific and not well-known fruit, but for me tasty, you know. But I see that people love kiwis.
People love it,
yeah.
It can be a part of any diet, that's why, and it has a lot of antioxidants.
Yeah.
And it's part of the green
and vitamin C,
juices.
Right?
Yeah, also, yeah. Oranges.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Now I saw a question. Like, how do you maintain work and life balance, which is a very common question.
You go first.
And I told it. My daughter was reading it, and she asked me, and I said, I can't. I can't balance. You know.
I don't think the balance is like a perspective. So. You cannot say my balance is your balance is balance. Mm. I'm single. I don't have kids. I have a bit of responsibilities back at home.
Of course.
And I have my work and a few ideas I'm coming up with for future businesses. But I still work 7 days. I still work 12 to 15 hours. I still pass through a hard time. So people look at me like, oh, you work 7 days. There's no life balance. How are you going to meet new people? How... I'm like, to me, I can find a way to do it because my job is a people's job. So I'm always talking to new people. I'm meeting people inside my work anyways. I'm doing business meetings, for example, inside my work, because he might be a client that's giving me a certain piece of advice.
Yeah.
So instead of us going out for a coffee and having a consultation.
Basically, you are interacting all the time.
100%. So you're already interacting with people. And then because with my job, I wake up 5 a.m. every day. I still would, everyone would say you need more hours of sleep. So maybe my balance would be adding an hour or two of sleep. Yeah, but
how many hours do you sleep?
Five. 12, usually 12 to 5.
This yeah, is but it's daily. Not good.
It's not good, but first of all, I'm a very shallow sleeper. So I don't deep sleep.
Mm.
So if someone, like let's say my neighbor passes in front of my house,
Even
they pass, I wake up. If a car goes into the parking, I wake up. So anyways.
Okay. We call this in Turkish rabbit sleep. Yeah. Because, you know, also rabbits fell. Do like 100%. That.
Yeah, it's something from since I was young. But then I realized, okay, since I don't sleep that much, why don't I utilize the time to work and do more stuff and read and research? I love doing things like researching and knowing new stuff and reading about new diets and. So maybe this is my balance of trying to give an 150% for my job and my passion. But at the same time, I also find a way. It wasn't the best last year or the year before it, but this year, no, the balance is very good. You just need to decide who you're around, who you want to be with.
Yes.
You know, think about it on the long term.
Yeah.
And just make sure that you are happy with what you do. So technically, when someone says, I don't care about other people's opinions, it doesn't mean their ego is high. I don't care about your opinion because you don't know what I'm going through
or you're not
in my shoes.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with what I'm doing. So my balance is how content I am and happy I am with everything. And I can still see everyone. And
yeah. I believe for work and life balance, it's mostly about the addictions, right? If you start to get rid of your addictions or change some habits, timings, or put some discipline into your day, then it starts to get better.
100%.
Yeah, scheduling everything is the answer for me. You know, at the end of the day, I don't consider myself a good reference point for this question because thanks God I'm having, you know, a lot of free time. You know, wherever I go, I can do my work with a mobile or with an iPad. So I don't need to go to an office and everything. So I'm spending a lot of time with my kids. I'm just driving them to everywhere. You know, I feel
it's sometimes good, sometimes not.
Of course. You know, I feel like a private driver, you know? I already told you many times because here,
With kids, it's like
incredible. And sometimes it pushes you, you know?
Yeah.
It's a pressure, okay? It's like, okay, I'm so lucky because I have time to spend with my kids, but that also has to have a balance because otherwise at some point there is a break even also over there, you know? So
yes.
If you cross by, then you start to feel a different pressure, maybe like unhappiness, like stressful.
Yes, me time is important.
Yeah, me time, the comfort zone is everything. So
yes, also at the same time, when you do your work from your phone, people doesn't consider it like
exactly business. Because you know I might be negotiating for something important like that, you know, at home, but at the same time my wife or my kids can ask something because for them I'm probably checking Instagram or on mobile. It's definitely not.
Yeah. It's very difficult but, to you convince. Know,
it's been a couple of times that I was getting mad because of it. I mean, I was like, what should I do? What I have to do to give me some space for this? I have to buy a new laptop, spend, and put it somewhere, like wearing a shirt, you know? And
yeah, you can wear a shirt. Busy.
Yeah.
Do not disturb.
Like, sit in front of it, so then you will take it seriously that I'm doing something serious over there, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, it's a common problem also.
For me, the balance is about how you schedule. Because, you know, if you schedule...
Of course.
Like we said also before, it's for me, it's... the life is like that, you know, for the gym, for the work, for everything you do. You should schedule, you should focus, mm-hmm. you should dedicate.
And go
and
for
respect.
It.
That's it. You know, it's a bit German mentality, but I love them, you know. They are machines.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So, 100%. I mean...
Yes,
that is how I tried to do at least because, yeah. you know, because I did an Italian high school mm-hmm. when I was young and I lived for long years in Italy mm-hmm. and I did the college over there and everything. So also my friends around me, we have this mentality. We prefer to stay like in a long table, you know, have some wine, like everybody talks, you know, if someone says when we are going to do it, somehow we
yeah,
do
one
it.
Day, one day is,
you know, but... My wife is different in this kind of things because maybe I believe because in Turkey we have like different colleges, mm-hmm. foreign schools.
Okay.
And my wife did a German school, so she's different, you know.
Where, more disciplined.
Yeah, she has the discipline, but she has the good balance also, and I love seeing her like that. And I just want to be like that,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? But
so
if there was someone else instead of her, I would be a totally different.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Then when you do it, who knows? Someday, one day, like just 2 hours before the deadline.
100%.
You know? But I would like to be a guy to double check the day before mm-hmm. of the deadline, which is I call the German mentality, because it makes me feel more relaxed, you know, easier.
No, because yes. like now they say, like you can be a chaotic mm. business owner, but if you have a system,
yeah,
you can be chaotic. It's
yes,
fine.
Yes, but I don't like also, you know, to rule it out. I mean, like for me.
To frame everything so like preciously.
Yes, but also now I started to forget about everything.
Uh-huh.
If I don't put it on my calendar.
You are getting old.
And with the... yeah, yes, I am.
We are getting old.
I totally...
Joking.
I am
joking.
Like in the mornings...
I'm joking.
I have something today. What was it? You know,
yeah,
I
yeah.
have to think... Check my phone messages and then or mails.
Well, because believe me, same with me. Like, okay,
so did you find any solution besides put it in the calendar?
No, just put it in the calendar. But like sometimes it happened to me, like when you have a lot of clients coming
yes.
in and you start training these groups and you see someone pass by and you're like, is he here for
oh.
a session or is he alone? And then
yeah.
they come approaching you and like, you know, like it's not like I don't remember, but like I have their programs, everything, but you're like, is it Tuesday? Does he have a session today? Did we talk? Blah, blah, blah. So I wait for them to come. Hey, what are you doing today? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, no, he's not there, but he came to the gym because some people just come for PT.
Yes.
Others come for both. So yeah, when
it happens,
it's good to have.
If it happens to
Walid,
then I am not getting older.
Oh
I am with three kids,
joking.
Right?
Yeah, perfect. You are busy.
Yeah. Yes,
just
busy. Yeah, and
you have many stuff to think, so it's normal.
Yes, it's
oh
normal.
Oh my God, three kids.
Yeah.
I have two, but you know, we also say like I should show you this. Like one kid, no kid. Okay, two kids. 5 kids,
uh-huh.
3 kids, 140 kids, and Hurricane and Donkey and the car. So 3 kids, it's...
Yeah.
Yes,
it's,
I have 3 kids, 1 dog and 1 husband. So...
Okay. Okay, I should...
To summarize
okay,
it.
Okay, you can forget everything.
Then we can go home now, finished.
Done.
Other
no,
than that, yeah.
But you know, my question would be, since I don't have kids,
okay.
and you guys have kids...
Yeah.
Do you think when your kids started having them, do the kids create a balance or are they a stress? Just be very honest.
It depends on your personality.
Mm-hmm.
If you have anxiety, even a little bit, which I have, it's not easy, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, for example, my elder daughter, she is now in high school. She started to go.
Mm.
Places by herself
yeah.
with her friends. And if it's a little bit late, I am on the phone
waiting for her to
reply.
But at least you are in Dubai, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes
a big difference. Thanks God we are in Dubai.
That makes a big difference.
It's a blessing.
That makes
for
a
the
big
parents.
Difference.
Yes.
But I hear you. I mean, they can be a balance. Sometimes also might be stressful, but it depends what they want, when they want, how they want, you know?
It's all
how
the time.
Is your mood at the same time? Uh-huh. So all these are, you can say, just part of a big puzzle, you know? Mm. So
yes.
It might be, but at the end of the day, of course, they are 99%, they are a good part of it.
Okay.
Yes, but
and
if we talk in details,
and
then
everything, you know,
you
but
will,
sometimes it might be also really
we can
stressful.
Scare
I'm sure
valid.
That every parent will be thinking in the same way.
Of course. Don't be so kind. But if we talk very long about this, then we may lose you. That's why.
No,
let's.
Yeah. I'm listening for later, my latest.
You know, at the end of today, for
like,
example.
Because I want to start a family later on.
If you have like, let's say, if you have only Sunday morning to sleep, okay, and you start to hear shoutings at 7 a.m. in the morning, okay, you cannot call it a balance.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my point, you know?
Let me summarize you. There is no me time, mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good
with
enough.
One kid, maybe, I don't know. But with two and more, no, it's very difficult.
So yeah. I think twins is the best. Just get two at the same time.
Yeah. No, two is fine.
If you're lucky.
But I respect you. Because you know, my second daughter is like 1 year older than your boy, right?
No, one like and one and a half.
Okay, so we had I had the second kid and she had the third one when we were here in Dubai. So we were talking about it and we know each other since
a long time. Wow. Yeah.
Those kids, you know?
Yes.
So we also talk between each other as families.
So you see how each one of you changed.
Yeah.
We cannot see each other now.
I have more white hairs now, for example.
We cannot see each other now.
Yeah, a bit less. Yeah, definitely.
I want
but
to
anyway,
ask
kids
you.
But anyway, kids are good.
I want to ask you something
so
else.
So do kids.
My mom will love you for this. My mom will love you for this.
For the work and life balance. I started to hear this a lot. The business life in Dubai, it's very, it takes your time. You don't have your time for yourself. The things like this, do you hear and do you guys think it's about Dubai or it's the new world for business life?
Uh-huh. Okay, I think from a modest perspective of what I'm seeing around, especially that the gym that I'm at now is located in downtown Dubai. So you see the Dubai, you see the tourists, the people coming in, the new money, the crypto money, and this money, the crazy money. But I think what I've realized is it's not Dubai, it's what Dubai is providing, because Dubai is a very luxurious place. It's a very comfortable place. So it's attracting a lot of very rich money. Mm-hmm. So people are becoming more obsessed with making more money being successful.
Okay.
So now in a lot of places, what's your net worth? How much do you make? It doesn't have to be always like that. Sometimes you can make a million and this million can be enough. But no one wants to make a million now. Everyone wants to make two. Three, four, and in a very short period of time. Of course, if you want to do this in a very short period of time, you're going to have to work 20 hours a day.
That is the dark, greedy side of the human being.
100%.
But that's a point. But I also believe that because I, including my wife, all my friends are good professionals around us. Mm-hmm. Same for you also. And I see them that they are competing a lot, you know, because most of them at the end of the day say that your job is not secure like in the other countries. So they work a lot. They compete a lot. It's stressful. And at the end of the day, I'm hearing also from other sides of the world.
Yes, I
from
mean,
my
there's
friends
always
that the Middle East and UAE, it's a difficult market.
Difficult
you know?
Market. And there is always a rush in Dubai, you know.
100%.
Everybody is pushing themselves maybe a bit more than many other countries in the world, you know. At the end of the day, the job is not secure, you know, and if you lose your job, you can lose your
life
visa
here. Yeah.
No, it's not like before, but the timeline is longer now, but still, I mean, it's there.
100%.
Yes, but it's also
so all
getting
these reasons, I mean, can make you feel anxiety, you know? So that is something that maybe we are less aware than the professional people over the, out there. But in short and sweet, yes, for me, the answer of this question is yes.
Life is fast here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the market is competing, stressful, and people work a lot.
Yeah, yes. It's technically an expensive place
also
to be at.
Also.
You know, it's not easy, especially for the youngsters. Yeah. So now almost everyone wants to have one side income, two sides. So you will see, if you've realized, even people, if they're a personal trainer or they work in a bank or they work anywhere, they're apartment, blah, blah, blah. Everyone is trying to sell you apartments now, wherever you go, because they get commission for it and the commission is high. So like now, it's crazy. I've seen a lot of, let's say, personal trainers that I know, they moved into real estate.
Yeah.
Or they work on commission basis for real estate because they wanted the second income. And in Dubai, maybe it's one of the very few countries in the world where the more you make, the more you start spending, you don't save.
Yeah.
Because your lifestyle is going to change.
But you know, that is a bit
accordingly,
everywhere, I will
there
say.
There is no limit for that.
More you earn, more you spend. That is a little bit everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Maybe here it's a bit different because of all the things that offer and everything. And you know, yes, I can agree with that. But this is a general problem, I would say. More you earn, more you spend.
But maybe it's also because we have easy access to luxury. Like in our, where we come from, it's you have to work hard to earn the luxury.
Of course.
Here, the credit cards and this and this, it can get you places where back at home, it would take a lot of time to do it.
Yeah.
And here you can do it on a low salary. Like, not, I mean, but like, I mean, now this country, anyone can live in it, but you'll see a lot of people that will go in debt to live a lifestyle because they have access to it. In other places, you can't have access to it unless you have this much.
Yeah.
So I think it's also it also plays
a role. Yeah, the structure is also a bit different than a European country, let's say. I mean, that is also affects the lifestyle. The concept is a bit different, but at the end of the day, yes, despite all these like difficulties that people might have and everything, I consider Dubai for myself a perfect place to live.
100%.
I love Dubai because I had also like experience to live in Europe for long years in Italy. And I was not with the family at that time, but right now, if you ask me to choose between to live in Europe and Dubai, this time with the family and everything, I'm going to spend this time to decide, you know? Dubai for sure.
100%. Oh, yesterday I was on a talk with someone. To me, Dubai is forever.
Yeah.
It's,
I also love
Dubai
it.
Dubai is
even
home,
if you
right?
do something
yeah, yeah.
else,
I
think
also love it.
This will be the spot always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can start feeling like the world is connected in this place, you know.
Yes,
it's the energy here is crazy.
Everybody love it at the end of the day.
Yes.
A simple question: did you see anyone from anywhere of the world who wants to go back home from Dubai?
No one.
I think that explains everything.
100%.
Okay, and now this was our first episode, and we do organic conversations. We follow the vibe, but going forward, we will have some guests, some specific subjects. We will maybe ask to our followers about
100%.
Choosing the
topic.
subjects. And thank you for listening us. I had fun. I am having fun.
100%.
Yeah, it was fine.
We just had like a coffee shop conversation.
I have to admit it was be better like than that. I was expecting.
Yes.
It was smoother.
Yeah.
You know, it was smoother. Yeah. And
Burak, you talked a lot. You said, I am shy, but you talked more than us.
No, you know that I'm not shy. Come on. But I mean, I told you that it might, I might be feeling a bit nervous because at the end of the day, you don't do it with your mother tongue and everything.
Which is very good nowadays. Okay. Thank you guys. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Bye,
thank
bye,
you,
guys.
Bye.